Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to Romans chapter 16, starting in verse 17 and ending in verse 27. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. And now I make one more appeal, my dear brothers and sisters. Watch out for people who cause divisions and upset people's faith by teaching things contrary to what you have been taught. Stay away from them. Such people are not serving Christ our Lord. They are serving their own personal interests. By smooth talk and glowing words they deceive innocent people. But everyone knows that you are obedient to the Lord. This makes me very happy. I want you to be wise in doing right and to stay innocent of any wrong. The God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. May the grace of our Lord Jesus be with you. Timothy, my fellow worker, sends you his greetings, as do Lucius, Jason, and Sosipater, my fellow Jews. I, Tertius, the one writing this letter for Paul, send my greetings, too, as one of the Lord's followers. Gaius says hello to you. He is my host, and also serves as host to the whole church. Erastus, the city treasurer, sends you his greetings, and so does our brother Quartus. Now all glory to God, who is able to make you strong, just as my good news says. This message about Jesus Christ has revealed his plan for you Gentiles, a plan kept secret from the beginning of time. But now, as the prophets foretold and as the eternal God has commanded, this message is made known to all Gentiles everywhere, so that they too might believe and obey him. All glory to the only wise God, through Jesus Christ, forever. Amen. Once again, that was Romans chapter 16, verses 17 through 27 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. There are people we should stay away from. Paul warned the Romans to stay away from those who taught false things and those who caused divisions. Distancing from those who cause division is not further division, but a safeguard to unity. It is not enough to be on guard. We need distance from the influence of the wrong people. This includes media, books, and news. Too many Christians do not realize that they are influenced by the things they pay attention to and those they spend time with. All people are. Too many Christians think they can be a good influence on those who have no desire to change. It doesn't work that way. It is easier to be pulled down than to pull someone up. The only way to pull others up is to have other strong Christians by your side. Three people can pull someone up. Fellowship is critical to influencing others. So be a good influence. Just don't try to do it alone. Have godly mentors and friends by your side, every step of the way. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. Why do you need to be wise with your friends, influences, and media? Paul wrote this incredible letter to unite Jews and Gentiles in Jesus. What can you do to grow unity among believers? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.